This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. In Delhi, over 10 people were injured while some are feared dead after a stampede-like situation broke out at the New Delhi railway station this evening, said officials. Those injured were admitted to hospital for treatment, informed Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. Mr. Vaishnav said that the incident occurred due to sudden rush of passengers and added that a high-level inquiry has been ordered into the incident. He said the situation is now under control. Mr. Vaishnav said that 4 special trains were immediately pressed into service for Mahakumbh Prayagraj to clear the rush and situation was brought under control. PM Modi also expressed grief over the incident. Mr. Modi said that he is distressed by the stampede and his thoughts are with all those who have lost their loved ones. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that he spoke to Mr. Vaishnav, Lieutenant Governor of Delhi V.K. Saxena and other concerned officials regarding the accident. Mr. Shah said that instruction has been issued to provide all possible help to everyone. Prime Minister Modi stated that India is not only at the center of discussions about the global future but also leading the discourses. Addressing a summit organized by a media house in Delhi, Mr. Modi said India enjoys a position globally which it had never enjoyed before. He noted that the confidence in India is stronger than ever, be it major nations or global platforms. Prime Minister Modi asserted that India has been on a rapid development path ever since 2014. He pointed out that in just a decade, India became one of the top 5 economies of the world. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that India will become the 3rd largest economy in the coming years. He added that India missed the first 3 industrial revolutions but is ready to move forward with the world in the 4th. President Draupadi Murmu said that innovators and entrepreneurs must not ignore the knowledge base of traditional communities. The president advised the youth not to forget the importance of small-scale traditional solutions. She said that often the problems around us do not need any big technological intervention. Speaking at the Platinum Jubilee celebrations of Birla Institute of Technology, Mesra in Ranchi last afternoon, the president emphasized that the enthusiasm and commitment of the youth will play a pivotal role in building a Viksit Bharat. The 3rd edition of Kashi Tamil Sangamam to celebrate the age-old links between Tamil Nadu and Kashi was inaugurated at Namo Ghat in Varanasi yesterday. This 10-day event highlights the significant contributions of sage Agastyar to the Siddha system of medicine, Bharatiya Chikitsa, classical Tamil literature and also his contributions in the cultural unity of the nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged everyone to be a part of Kashi Tamil Sangamam 2025. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, Kashi Tamil Sangamam is a celebration of the timeless civilizational bonds between Kashi and Tamil Nadu. He added that this forum brings together the spiritual, cultural and historical connections that have flourished for centuries. The Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, will pay a state visit to India on 17th and 18th of this month at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials and a business delegation. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that this would be the second visit of the Amir of Qatar to India. He had earlier visited India in March 2015. In Gaza Strip, Hamas released 3 Israeli hostages yesterday while Israel freed 369 Palestinian prisoners under a ceasefire agreement that began last month. This was the 6th exchange since the truce began with 21 hostages and over 730 prisoners freed previously. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has called for the creation of an armed forces of Europe, saying his country's fight against Russia has laid the foundation for it. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, Zelensky emphasized on the need for a unified European military force, saying that Europe cannot ignore the possibility that the US might withdraw support on key security issues. In hockey, India started its Women's Pro League campaign with a 3-2 win over England at Kalinga Hockey Stadium in Bhubaneswar yesterday. Vaishnavi Phalke opened the scoring in the 6th minute, while Deepika added another in the 25th minute. England's Darcy Bourne equalised in the 12th minute and Fiona Crackles levelled again in the 58th before Navneet's decisive strike. Finally, Indian player Navneet Kaur sealed the win in the final minute. And that is the end of this news bulletin.